For the second straight day, protesters gathered in northeast Philadelphia demanding SEPTA funding, while a separate rally backed Republican State Senator Joe Picozzi's efforts in the legislature. WHYY's Corey Sharper has some details.
Stand with Joe! Stand with Joe!
After protesters held a sit-in at Picozzi's office the day before, the Republican lawmaker addressed the media Tuesday as a crowd of his supporters flocked around him, holding signs saying they trust him to get the job done. Picozzi said everyone's very concerned about the upcoming transit cuts, but said there was no perfect solution as the legislature continues to delay the state budget, now 7 weeks past the deadline.
I think the perfect solution is the solution that can happen the most fast and reasonable way. Both parties need to come together. The House and the Senate need to come together.
SEPTA funds.
At the same time, SEPTA riders and advocates rallied near Picozzi's office at a stop for Bus Route 50, one of 32 bus routes that will be cut starting Sunday. Unite Here Local 274 member Autumn Fingerhood says it will be students and workers who will feel the impacts.
What you actually did was vote to move capital emergency funds to operations, which means basically you moved it from one fund to another. That is taking away from SEPTA. That is taking away from the people of Philadelphia. That is not helping any of us.
Corey Sharper, WHYY News.